Hey, St. John. Welcome again to another fun-filled edition of Rock O'Clock. I'm your host, Derek. And Brian is over here, too. Brian's doing a dance.
Dance o'clock.
The best dance is the dance that you can't see.
Yeah, because you can just imagine that it's amazing. It's super choreographed. I've been practicing since last week.
Yes.
Derek is amazed. He's speechless.
This show will be an exercise in how radio is a non-visual medium. So we're going to...
You can convince people of anything, really.
Exactly.
You can tell them I'm doing anything. Derek is not wearing pants.
I am not. I'm wearing shorts. Capris. Are capris pants or are they shorts? I don't know.
Isn't that life's mystery?
I think it is. Uh-oh, I'm dropping things. So this week, if you're just tuning in, this is Rock O'Clock, and I'm Derek Wirtz, and we already established that Brian is here as well. You can listen to the show through the radio at local 107.3 FM.
You probably are right now.
Maybe, or maybe you have the TV on, and you either have Rogers Cable and listen.
Because The Price is Right finished, and you change the channel.
After that showcase showdown, I like to wind.
That was a good spin, eh, Derek? Oh, man.
I like to wind down with
Drew Carey,
the radio.
He's all right.
He's no Bob Barker. But yeah, Rogers Cable 949, Alliant 824. You can call us if you like, 648-5925. But if you don't want to, that's fine too. Do all of those things. So we're just going to kick back and relax until 2:30. And I have a pile of CDs to my immediate left. And Brian has some CDs on his
immediate right. I got a list. It's on paper.
Oh, you have a list.
Yeah.
I have a list too.
I only got one CD out so far, but I have... These are the things I want to accomplish today. I want to accomplish them all.
See, what I did is I made a list around Friday or Thursday, I think. And I thought that I would take a picture of the list and put it on Facebook and say...
And then your phone got filled up with cat pictures?
Too many cat.
Your other picture got deleted. Is that what happened?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't post it on Facebook on the Rock O'Clock page. And then I forgot the list. So now the list I have, quote unquote list, is a picture of the list. So it's very much a postmodern experiment. So I can get some information off that, but my handwriting's terrible.
And you should take a picture of your list in front of me holding my list.
Yeah.
And you in the background.
Or I can take a picture.
Pointing at it all.
I can take a picture of you holding my phone with a picture of the list on it. And then I'll take that picture with your phone, and then I'll take a picture of that phone.
Oh.
So it'll just be like this constant sort of escaping into the mirror.
What a multimedia artwork, piece of artwork.
Shenanigans. Speaking of that, we were speaking briefly earlier about doing the show in the woods. And so, yes, would you like to do the show in the woods today, Brian?
First, we have to find footsteps to signify that we're walking out into the woods through the marsh.
We are walking it towards the woods.
Yeah, you just can't hear it.
I find it strange that we're. I asked you as we were walking, away to the woods, but yeah.
Oh.
So you know,
it's quite green today.
Yes, oh,
it's
nice.
The stream.
It's very meditative. So we'll go.
Oh, there's a bird. What kind of bird do you think that was, Derek? Too bad you don't have a picture. Too bad you don't have a camera to take pictures of all this.
Well,
magic.
Well, it'll all be on the Facebook page, maybe. Something I want. Maybe we'll talk about it later. I was wondering about Facebook etiquette when it comes to recruiting for a radio show.
What do you mean?
Do you have other radio shows and you've had other radio shows?
Yeah.
When you're recruiting, when you're trying to get someone to do a radio program. Or you're trying to get somebody to listen to your radio program, how aggressive are you with promoting your radio program?
Not very aggressive. I usually just tell them that day that I'm on the air that night, and then I'll share the recording whenever I have it mixed down and on the internet.
See, what I was thinking, I always try to equate social media with things that you would do like 15 to 20 years ago. So Facebook... There's that one-to-one interaction, like I'm saying, hey, Brian, I have a radio show. Would you like to listen to that radio show? And you say yes or no, and that will never change. But with social media, if I were to say, put a bunch of leaflets under someone's, you know, windshield wipers at the mall, that's the equivalent of basically going on Facebook and asking, like, it's basically saying, hey, you, I vaguely know you. Would you like to listen to my radio show? That's kind of the same thing.
I guess so. But, I mean, if you're putting them in a car, then you don't know who's getting them.
Exactly. But you can also not know the person. You could also just have a very tenuous knowledge of who this person is. Or you could just not know the person at all.
It's true.
So yeah, I kind of did that last week. I sent around a lot of, hey, come.
Do you send personal messages to people?
No, just basically the radio show's account, the anthropomorphized, Rock O'Clock's account, became friends with a lot of people. And then Facebook told me that I shouldn't be doing that.
Told you that you had too many friends?
They said,
friend requests?
It was kind of a strange legalese style warning. It was a stern warning.
Did Facebook tell you that you shouldn't have a pay that you own?
What?
Everything went, oh, Derek, I'm deaf. I can't hear.
What happened to the nature?
Where'd all the nature go? Where are we? We're in this white room.
I don't know.
This white, nondescript room now.
This is the construct.
Well, I hope we can get back to nature sometime. This is really scary.
I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I don't know exactly how to...
Basically, it told you should have a page and not a friend and not pretend to be a person. Is that what happened, Derek?
Yeah, it was kind of strange.
Did Facebook accuse you of Rock O'Clock, Mr. Rock O'Clock, not being a real person?
From the Scottish clan O'Clock. No, they didn't really... They kind of worded it in a way that they said, would you like us to rescind all those friendships? And they said, if I continue to use Facebook in that manner, it might retract my membership or something like that. And anyway,
harsh words.
And who's to say that I don't know all those people? And I don't know. I wonder in Facebook land if there's a function, if you can you tag somebody as like a spam artist or something like that?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
Because I don't know if that, because I was.
Maybe you just did too much at once.
I think that was it. I was being very prolific. It's like, I know that person and that person and that person, because I don't do that with my, regular human account. So I don't know.
All right. Well, I think we should play some musics.
Yes, that was a technological sidebar. That's a weekly segment where I talk about technology.
If you're just tuning in for the first time, you should know that the name Rock O'Clock is pretty much self-explanatory. It is a time, and we're going to rock, and we're on the air for the next hour and 20 minutes, broadcast live on local 107.3 FM every Monday from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., rebroadcasting elsewhere on the schedule and also available as a podcast online that you can find. We'll post it on the Facebook page, and Derek has a musical selection prepared for your listening pleasure.
Yes, this one's called Busy P. This is called Rainbow Man from Busy P, and they are from France, and maybe we'll play some other music from France as well. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's a mystery.
Here it is. Keep on listening. Hey, everybody, we're back. Having adventures, doing stuff.
You're just a wreck today.
There's things happening that are not things that, yeah, there's...
All that exciting dancing was just throwing you off.
Just a lot of juggling. And what's happening is we're inside, but I thought we'd step back into nature.
Jared just got distracted by the beautiful nature.
I did.
Out there. And so majestic.
Yes, it's good to...
He stepped in the stream by accident. He's been trying to get his pants dry.
Yeah, sometimes when it's really...
Can you keep the narrative straight? You're not wearing pants.
when it's been raining so hard lately, sometimes you have to... if you hang your pants up outside in a dewy forest, it just doesn't work. That's one of the things you learn when you do a radio show in nature.
So we've pretty much been having a dance party in here. You just heard a track by Pick a Piper from the debut self-titled CD that came out in April of this year from the artist who goes by his real name of Brad Weber and is known for collaborating with Caribou as a percussionist, and that was a track called Cinders and Dust. Before that, you heard Oneida or Oneida. We're debating which is correct. Either way, cool band. And a track from one of their older CDs called Lavender. You heard Young Galaxy with a track called Fever, and we started off the show with Busy P and Rainbow Man.
That's right. And coming up now, we have some music from Tahiti 80. This one's called Easy, so stay tuned for that. But first things first, and in the future, just so you know, if you've been following the radio show on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, you've know that I'm going to debut my flute playing skills today, so stay tuned. We're going to walk out into nature, or stay out in nature, walk further into nature, and I will bust out my flute and play.
It's been doing vocal warm-ups?
Yep. You don't need to do
vocal. Give us an example. Sure you do. Don't you know anything about flute playing, Derek? It seems like you don't know anything about flute playing.
I know. Obviously, I know more than you. I'm the one who knows how to play the flute.
It appears that you don't know anything about flutes at all.
You just have to blow into it.
I feel like you have to do vocal warm-ups when you're playing a wind instrument. It seems important.
You don't have to sing into the flute, though.
You still have to warm up your vocal cords and...
You just go...
And your practice breathing, like you're giving birth. It's the same technique.
The flute is the Lamaze of the woodwind instrument.
That's right. That's what they always say in the textbooks when I got my PhD in music.
What kind of textbooks are you reading?
Doctorate of music textbooks.
We're being a musician and a doctor sort of intersect. You occupy the middle ground. So maybe what we'll do is we'll play some Tahiti 80 and then we'll come back and I think we'll play some J.S. Bach on my flute. Maybe that's what I'll do.
What, your favorite?
My favorite. It's my favorite one. So I'm going to play that. But first, Tahiti 80. This one's called Easy. I hope you like it. And if you don't, if you do, or if you just want to talk to us, 648-5925 is the number that you need to do that. So stay tuned. Enjoy. Here's some Tahiti 80 for you. Thank you.
right. Heaven only knew that it was coming back to you, all right. Heaven only knew that it was coming back to you, all right.
Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing 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 it right. If you lose your way tonight, that's how you know the magic's right. Doing it right, everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right.
We'll be right back.
So we were wandering around in the woods, and we found another fellow.
We found Peter McDonald.
Hello.
He was hiding behind a tree.
I was hiding.
What were you doing in the woods?
Well, besides hiding, I was just sort of, you know, walking around and sort of experiencing nature, listening to the birds, and listening to the hiss of the snakes and snakes.
Oh, no.
No, I don't. That must have been something else. Listening to the hiss of the air in my tires as it hissed out, and I was stranded in the woods, basically. And now I'm here with you. You found me.
We did.
Do you have any food?
Or maybe you found us.
Maybe.
Maybe we found each other.
Derek ate our 7 days of rations in the first hour.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Actually.
So we were talking during the music, during the musical interludes, and Brian's not weighing in on this.
Brian has backed away from the wooden microphone.
I don't like this topic.
It's not a bad topic. Is it the question is it animal cruelty to, if you painted a horse to look like, for say, Halloween or something? I was thinking specifically making a horse or a dog look like a skeleton, like you painted a skeleton on it, like a bony dog or a horse.
Maybe. Well, I guess it would depend whether it was water soluble paint.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I think, you know, I really don't know. You know, whether, you know, it would have to be a paint that is not harmful to horses or to humans, I guess. I don't know if that would be a good way of telling or not. If it wasn't harmful to humans, would it be harmful to horses?
Well, just say that it passed all the tests. Just say it was baby. You would use it on your baby. If you had face paint that was, you know how they make everything extra safe for babies?
Right.
They would do that. They would say you use that grade of safety.
I think you could probably, it would be okay. You do have to kind of think about the embarrassment factor for the animal too, and whether the horse, like if you have your tween horses, who, you know, their friends are looking at them and thinking, oh man, look at you, look at that, and they're like, shut up. Something to consider.
Yeah, do you want your horse to get bullied, Derek?
Well, no.
Think about that.
Well, I don't know. Do horses have that kind of identity?
I guess we'll never know.
What if you... Yeah, I don't know. It's going to branch off into even weirder territory, but I don't...
I would only expect... That's all I ever expect.
There are things... You. To put it in context, I don't... I'm vegan, so it's... I can see where cruelty happens, and you can even... There's different lines, specifically with veganism, you can say... would you collect the wool? Like, say, bees. Bees are kind of the line, like, because you're destroying their homes, basically, and displacing them. Or you're holding down a sheep and shearing it.
You want to paint a bee?
No.
I wanted to watch Derek paint a bee. That sounds fun.
That'd be good.
Derek,
next,
paint
next
bees.
Fun drive.
Would you paint bees, Derek?
Hold down a bee.
You paint a horse, would you paint bees?
Well, that would, I think, because you're basically coating the entire bee and affecting its ability to fly and do all this stuff.
What if I only paint? How much of the bee can you paint?
I think we're just getting into some semantics now.
Would you wear a beard?
These are important details.
Would you wear a beard of bees?
Oh, we found Judd in the woods.
You could just paint the yellow parts black, so it's all black, and then it would be a black bee.
Or the black parts yellow.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
a good disguise.
I'm a hornet. I'm a fly.
Bee camouflage. That's right.
There's so many terrible puns mixed in here that I'm just not minding right
well,
now.
Well, I feel like this conversation took its logical course. Talking about painting about bees, bees.
I guess that's where the horse thing. I think my final comment would be if you're hurting the horse, if you're holding it down, if it becomes a point where the horse is suffering, and I don't think horses feel embarrassment. I don't know, but
yeah, maybe just play it safe and don't do it.
Would you let a horse paint you?
Its little hooves couldn't manipulate the
what
spray
if it
can.
Could?
How would it hold the paintbrush?
In its mouth.
Listen, that's not for me to decide.
It's a logistical issue.
You know, there are some people who would say that it's cruel to put a sweater on a dog. Those people, maybe they're right.
I can see that. I can see that, because it would compress their fur, and it's redundant. But there's no existing paint on a horse.
Plus it looks dumb.
But it's so cute.
Yeah.
But it's still wrong.
I think I'll say that if animals, if we've ever figured that animals can definitively feel embarrassment and shame in a real tangible way.
When has that ever stopped you from doing something to someone?
Well, if, I don't know. It's, I wouldn't do it because you can express your embarrassment, but I don't know. Maybe we'll put a pin in that.
I have trouble sometimes expressing my embarrassment, like right now.
So it's almost to the top of the hour. You got about one track left for you at this point. In the last break, you heard the Constantines with a track from their record Shine a Light called Young Lines. You heard Doing It Right by Daft Punk featuring Panda Bear from their new album. You heard The Organ with The Fire in the Ocean, Maley Todd with Baby's Got It. We started with Tahiti 80, a track called Easier in Here. We the Common, which is the title track from the new release from Thou and the Get Down. Stay down, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in nature.
Indeed.
Rock o'clock.
Rock o'clock.
If I burn my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden man, baffled, a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. Hold my county line, get down on my city floor. Bat my eye. I miss the sweet garden men, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.